Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to be back here recording and praying for you. It is such a holy privilege, and I just want to commend you for being the kind of person that is willing to be prayed for every day. Not everyone is willing to do that. So anyway, it's good to be back, and just want to pray for you according to Matthew 22. Verses 1 through 14 in the Modern English Version, and this is what it says. And again, Jesus is speaking through those parables. He says this: Jesus spoke to them again by parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, but they would not come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my supper. My oxen and fattened calves are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest took his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. When the king heard about it, he was angry. He sent in his army and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the streets and invite to the wedding banquet as many as you find.' So those servants went out to the streets and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man who was not wearing wedding garments. He said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without the wedding garments?' And he was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'" Mind if I pray for you today? Lord, when I read those last words, it is scary to know that you have called so many of us, and yet so few of us walk through that narrow pathway, that narrow gate. And Lord, I just thank you for the all-encompassing beauty of this parable and the invitation that is sent to all. This is such a beautiful parable about the nation of Israel. And in my daily reading, I've been kind of slugging my way through the Babylonian captivity and seeing all of the consequences of Israel's stubborn heart, and how they their cities were burned with fire. They were sent into exile, and eventually they came back, and Nehemiah built walls, and Ezra reinstalled things, and the nation of Israel came back together. But this is a parable of that time, of all the nation wanting to be a light to the nations and yet turning to idols and turning to other things. In one portion of the scripture, it talked about building idols in their hearts. So Lord Jesus, we don't want to be people like that. We don't want to build idols in our hearts. And the times and these days that we're walking through, which are difficult, Lord, it is exposing the idols in our heart. We have worshiped at the altar of comfort or security or economics and health. And Lord, forgive us for that. Help us instead to entrust our hearts and our minds and our soul and our strength to you, that you are our source of joy, our source of life. You are the river of life. You are the river of living waters flowing from within us. You are the source, the spring, the wellspring of life. Forgive us for turning to other things and not turning to you. We don't want to be like the Israelites. We want to see that as a cautionary tale of what not to do. And so today, Lord, thank you that you have invited us to the wedding feast of your presence. Thank you that you have gone to the highways and the byways. And there, it says it invited the good and the bad. And I know I'm one of the bad. I know that I'm one of the ones who was estranged from you for many years. And yet you have wooed me toward yourself. And I thank you for that. Lord, help us to remember that you have chosen us, that we are your children, that we are beloved, that you are singing over us right now, that you have called us, that you will be with us, and you have a feast that you've prepared. Psalm 23 says that you have prepared a feast in the presence of our enemies. And Lord, as enemies swirl around in this world and we live in an unstable world, Lord, you are the feast that we have. So I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Also thankful to Faithful Counseling, who is a sponsor of this episode. If you are looking to get some Christian counseling and to do it from the convenience of your own home online, it has been a blessing to me. You can go to getfaithful.com/prayeveryday for a 10% discount off your first month. Again, that's getfaithful.com/prayeveryday, and that's 10% off. And thank you too to all of you who are supporting the podcast through Patreon. I literally could not do this without you. So thank you so much.